Ngiyandingelela bazalwane egameni lika Jesu Christ.
Greetings in the name of Jesus.
It is a great joy for me, bazalwane,
to be here in the house of the Lord.
Bishop Mnyambo has asked me many, many different occasions to come. I think it's been over 2.5 years. I did not ignore him because I want to ignore him. No, I'm a very busy man. But it is a great joy to be here. Please open in your Bibles to the Gospel according to Matthew. The Gospel according to Matthew chapter
2.
Where I come from, the church that I pastor, what we do, we preach one book of the Bible, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, throughout the Bible. That does not mean we don't look at other texts, but the way I preach is verse by verse, book by book, one part at a time. Now we are in Matthew chapter 5. 2 weeks from now, I will start from verse 21.
Chapter 5.
But I want to draw you back to chapter
2.
What I will be doing before you this morning is not to take you the way I do it in my church, but just to show you something of great importance under the theme, Interest on Christ. Interest on Christ. And we will read from verse 1 to verse 12. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we also saw his star when it arose, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem were with him. In the assembly, all the chief priests and scribes and the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophets. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, and by no means least among rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you come find him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it arose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going to the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. May he write his eternal truth upon our hearts. There are two kinds of people in this world: the wise and the foolish, the saved and the unsaved. Those of the kingdom of God court and those of the kingdom of the devil. Those of the light and those of the darkness. And the choices that these people make separates them. The other choose life, the other choose death. And in this passage before us, there are two kinds of people. The kind that we should always strive to be, and the kind that we should never strive to be. Two kinds of people showing two kinds of interests on the Lord Jesus Christ. To give you a little bit of context where we are. Jesus is still a baby. But God, in His infinite wisdom, He wants to reveal to the Jews and to the whole world that Jesus was born God. He did not become God in a particular time while He was living here on earth. He did not become God when He was baptized by John the Baptist in Jordan. He was born king. The shepherd of His people. He is the Messiah who was to come into this world to save a people from their sin. And He is worthy of all adoration and praise. Before us, amen.
Amadoda.
And the Bible calls them wise men. Wise men from the east who came seeking the baby born King of the Jews. Please notice. They had a specific interest on Him. Also, we have a king with the name of Herod. Please notice. He also has an interest on Him. And of course we know that God had His plan and purpose on Him too. Then the question that stands before you this morning: what kind of an interest do you have on the Lord Jesus Christ? I remember walking into a car dealership and how convinced the salesman was that I had an interest on one of their cars. But actually I was looking for someone working there. And in the same way, there are people showing an interest on the Lord Jesus Christ only to find out that they are doing something that is not in touch and keeping according to the word of God. Only to find out they are just doing what is called window shopping. And when they are done with the window shopping, they destroy the church. Then they leave. Then you are left behind with the scandals. Then you're wondering, what happened? But it is because of two interests that people have on the Lord Jesus Christ. But this morning I want to give you three perspectives on the interest on the Lord Jesus Christ. Three frame of mind on the basis of the interest on the Lord Jesus Christ.
First,
it is genuine interest on Christ.
Yeah.
And that is the wise man's perspective. The Bible points us here to wise men who had a genuine interest on the Lord Jesus Christ. It says they came seeking and asking questions. They're asking one of the most important questions that any person in this world can ever ask.
Mbuzo, if one zang so ubuzo lam shabe msanga buzo lutu.
Amen.
Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? They are inquiring. Going house to house. Village by village. Perhaps going to every synagogue that is out there. Trying to find out, are they talking about him? Asking questions where they get there. Where is he? But it seems to be no one talking about him. But they had a genuine interest. So they keep seeking, they keep asking about him. People of genuine interest, my friends, not only want to find out where is the king. Verse number 2 says, we have come to worship him. Genuine interest does not stop at seeking and looking and searching for him. Genuine interest does not stop there. We have come to worship him. The word worship there simply means to show reverence. To acknowledge that Jesus Christ is God. To adore him. To honor him. That is a sign of genuine interest. To show love to him. Love in a selfless manner. To give yourself unto him. Pouring your heart as it were unto him. They left their homes. They left their houses behind. They laid aside every weight and sin which clings so closely to them. They will give up anything. For Jesus. They will give up their bad habits. They would rather have Jesus than silver or gold. They lay their pride at the feet of the cross. They will risk anything and everything for the Lord Jesus. Just to be close to him. Just to come and worship him. Just to come and adore him. Just to come and pour their hearts unto him. To show that they are saved. They are the children of the Lord. They will do everything for the Lord. They will come so that they will build true knowledge on him. To have a relationship with him. They will risk their lives and stand before a man with the name of Herod. A very dangerous man. You will know, you will see that as I go through. A very dangerous man. But they stood before this man. They risked it all. They don't mind losing their lives for Jesus. So they will not mind to lose their friends for Jesus. They will not mind to lose their boyfriends and their girlfriends for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When they came to the house of Herod, please notice. They were specific on what they were seeking. They knew what they wanted. Their love for God burns within their souls. They hold on that which God has revealed unto them. Unlike today, my friends, people don't know what they want. We don't know what they want. Another thing. Is that those of genuine interest, they find it easy to believe the truth.
kulula ukuthi bakholelwe iqiniso.
It's easy for them to believe the truth.
Kulula ukuthi bakholelwe iqiniso.
In verse 2 it says,
verse 20,
we saw his star when it arose.
Sibone inkanyezi yakhe uma ivela.
So we have seen something of reflection telling us that there is something new that is happening and we believe that.
Kodwa sibonile kuvela lutshe lukhona okwenzakalayo okusha and sikholelwe lokho.
We believe a message that is clear to us.
Sikholelwa ilo mlayezo ocacile.
So we come to immerse ourselves in his presence as it were.
Sizele kuzoba sekukhonini bakhe.
We come to fix our eyes upon the king of the Jews, the king of Israel.
Sizele kuzobhekisa amehlo wethu kuyo inkosi yamaJuda, inkosi
yaseGreece. Of what kind of Herod may come our way.
Noma ngabe uhlobo lulu ka Herod lungenza endleleni yethu. Sizodumisa.
And for that reason,
ngaleso sizathu,
we will stay our course.
Sizohlala endleleni yethu.
For greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world.
Ngoba mkhulu ongaphakathi kithi kunalolu sezweni.
People with genuine interest, my friends,
abantu abakhulu ngempela,
far with the Lord. They will not come too far with the Lord, but as soon as trouble comes their way, then they forsake the Lord.
Angeke benze basuke kude lenkosi kodwa mangabe sokubanzima endleleni bese bayishiya inkosi.
As soon as they meet difficulties in the church or people of different opinion, then they drift away from the church.
Masabantu bana nenkinga ebandleni noma usobho luthizo noma bathi bese bashiba.
Genuine interest.
Abantu bechisakala ngempela.
The faith.
Bagcina ukholo.
Saying, though trials may come my way, though sorrows and pain may come, but I will wait on the Lord.
Nomhlungu nenkinga kuza kodwa ngizohlala
ngoSipho. For I know whom I have believed.
Ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi ngikholwe kuye.
And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him until that day.
Ngiyakholelwa ukuthi lokhu esenginikele ngakho kuye kuzophila kuzokubila lokhu.
My interest is in Jesus.
Uchisakalo yami kuJesus.
I'm not here to find a boyfriend. I'm not here to find a marriage. I'm not here to find a girlfriend. I'm not here to find position in the house of the Lord. My aim is to run my course that is set before me.
Angizela ukuzofuna boyfriend, girlfriend, angizela ukuzofuna umshado, angizela ukuzofuna isikhundla sokweni. Kodwa into engiyaziyo ukuthi kuchisakalo enginayo.
My aim is to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of the faith.
He's hoping that Jesus will be the finisher and the finisher of our faith.
Is that you, my friend?
Who are you, my friend?
Another thing you will notice is that those of greatest interest, the interest of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are sincere and they are consistent. The wise men wanted just one thing. We have come to worship him.
Sizenje
ukuzomdumisa. We saw his star in the house.
Babona inkanyezi yakhe vele.
Friends, I want you to notice here.
Ufuna nilalele abazalwane.
Even though they came to the house of Herod.
Noma bezedinga Herod,
they looked for the true king.
Babezofuna inkosi yangempela.
Regardless of where they went, they looked for the true king. They knew Herod was a king, but Herod, step aside. We are looking for a true king.
Bayenzinga Herod kodwa babazi bafunani noma uHerod wayeyinkosi kodwa babengafuni yena bemfuna inkosi yangempela.
They did not change their mind when they got there.
Abashita inkulu.
They were not taken by the splendors and the riches and the beauty of the house of Herod.
Abathathanga ubuhle nokucwebezela kwendlu kaHerod.
They were not overcome by fear when standing before the king.
Abazange babambathe ukwesaba uma bephambi kwaHerod.
They say, we are looking for a true king.
Basizofuna inkosi
yabo. And if he is not here, we are moving forward.
And uma ngabe ngekho la, siqhubekela phambili.
If you come looking for a true king,
uma uzofuna inkosi yangempela,
you don't find it here, you won't find him here.
Awu tholi la.
Please move forward.
Sitelukhulela phambili.
Please. Kuyithibile abahambi. If angayitholile inkosi abayifunayo. If you look for a true king,
uma ufuna inkosi yangempela.
So we come to look for him. If he's not here, we move away.
Sizofuna yena kodwa
that is what the wise men said.
Yitheni sathi.
Unlike today, my friends.
Kungafana namhlanje.
No, unlike today. Kungafani
namhlanje.
People are not sincere, they are not sincere and they are not consistent.
Abantu abafuna ukujulile futhi abangabayimisela ngokubeka.
Like I said, they are up and down, bouncing around like a soccer ball.
Bayaphasiphezulu ngathi badlala ibhola lika nobhutshuzwayo.
settling for anything. Shouting hallelujah in the tents where a pastor is speaking junk. Because they've been bouncing up and down, they are not taught the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And
those of genuine interest, they follow the king, regardless of what Herod, they find their way. They depend on him. Listen to what verse 2 says. We saw his star when it arose. We saw and we followed. Wherever the star leads, we go. There is someone who's leading us. We may be lost for a little while around Herod's house, but we follow the star. They trusted on him who led them. Which is why the Bible in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 14 it says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
So if you are a child of God, you listen and you obey the dictates of the word of God. The word of God dictates on us. It is not open for discussion. It does not allow us for debates. You obey the dictates of the word of God. You don't go out and say, "Umoya kaNkulunkulu uthi." Then when you start to listen, it is inconsistent to what the Bible says.
God,
I was telling Mufundisi, there will never be a way where the Spirit of God is not consistent with what the Word of God says. That is why we obey the dictates of the Word. To walk by Spirit doesn't mean to be blown up by wind and not knowing what you're talking about. It's talking about knowing what the Lord has said. We saw the star. We follow His lead. That is the people of the genuine interest. But secondly, there is also a pretended interest on the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is everywhere. It is in every church. I said in every church. Look at verse number 7 to 8. Make a walk by believing. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship. Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus. But to begin with, so that you see the point that I want to bring now. Who is this Herod? Herod was a very rich and well-known king. A warrior in his sight.
Why are you bold?
A man of war, a man of action. One of the greatest kings ever walked in this world. But also one of the most feared men ever lived. History tells us that he was not academic. But get this one. He was wiser than most academics. A wise man from very young age. History tells us that Herod was a man of great talents. He possessed great physique and great physical strength. He was intimidating. His intellectual powers were beyond the normal, they were beyond the ordinary. Friends, in great crisis of his life, there was never a time where this king had no plan. He was never confused or frustrated by any situation at any given time.
Why not confused?
He was a man with a plan. But he was also as cunning as a snake.
Why cautiously taking your?
He had ways of deceiving people. He won the Roman emperor's heart and trust through deceit. And they made him king. He almost won the hearts of the Jews as well. When he pretended to obey the laws of Judaism and build them a large theater.
The auditorium. Yeah,
friends, these are people who think that money solves anything. Herod actually tried to appease the nation and rebuild the temple of worship. And he made it even more superior and more magnificent than the temple of Solomon. He built them so many remarkable and memorable things in Jerusalem. But his heart was far from God. He was the most wicked king ever lived. He killed many people. He drowned people of his own household. He killed without remorse. Listen to this quote. It's historical. Some says, it was better to be Herod's dog than to be Herod's own child. He killed them like
ants.
Before he died, he killed his last son that was alive. He knew that people did not like him and they would not cry or weep when he has died. So what he did, he put a group of people separately so that when he dies, his soldiers will kill those people. Then the women will be weeping for their children, their husband, but the world will think that they are weeping for Herod. Look at verse 4. Herod assembled all the chief priests and scribes and the people. He inquired of them where the Christ was to be born.
He had the power.
He had the power to assemble the whole Jerusalem at his own house. Friends, pretenders are influential. They influence one another negatively. They are full of hatred and deceit in their hearts. They are blind guides. They are blind guides. The Bible says in verse number 3, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem were with him. Everyone was troubled just because Herod was troubled. They influence each other, the pretenders. They're so influential, and they even influence the church. I'm moving forward. Once the wife starts having trouble with other women in the church, the man follows his wife. They leave the church without discussing anything with the pastor. They decide to be troubled together somewhere outside the guidance of the word of God. They stay home. Sometimes then they find another church. But time tells. They do the same where they're going.
Bazokwenza futhi lento abayenzile
influence one another.
Bafakana umoya.
Asanikhulume njenga bani demoni le influence.
They have a demon of influence.
Ngiyabonga. That is pretenders. Another thing you need to notice about pretenders. They are very friendly. They smile with everyone, but they are murderers. They are
all murder in their hearts.
Look at verse 7 and 8 again. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. Listen, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go also and worship him. Friendly. He acts like a nice guy. He acts as though he's interested on the Lord Jesus Christ. He brings them to his house. He will allow them to be in his house, to have night prayers in his house, and eat his food. But murder is in his heart. The Bible says he summoned the wise men secretly. He called them together. He pretended he was one of them. He pretended that he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. He pretended that at least they have found one person who is a worshiper of God in this place.
But he was fraught.
God, it's all an act. Another thing with pretenders that you need to see. They are nice to outsiders. But they are horrible with those in their own houses. They are horrible with those of their own household. They seem loving and kind on the surface, but deep within, they are vicious wolves ready to share blood. They treat their families bad. But they want to claim to be following the Lord Jesus Christ. They fail to take responsibilities of their families. They will not take care of their own homes. But they want positions of powers in the house of the Lord. They don't love their wives. They don't respect their husbands. They don't guide their children as the Lord commands. Their homes are in ruins. Their wives and children are living in fear. Their houses are covered with darkness while the church is covered with praises because of them. Seeking positions of power. Look at verse 16. Then Herod, when he saw that he was being tricked by the wise men, became furious. That's the first thing they do. Became furious. And sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and all that in that region who were 2 years older and or younger, according to the time that he has ascertained from the wise men. They are ready to shed blood at any given time.
Is that you, my friend?
Verse 3 says, Herod was troubled. He was disturbed.
What?
Friends, that's what happens when the truth is spoken. Pretenders are disturbed and troubled. Because they don't want to hear that there is one thing that every man who lives in this world must worship. They don't understand. They don't want to accept that they can no longer go according to their ways and standards. They need to submit on the Lord Jesus Christ. But pretenders will listen. They will act as if they listen. But most of the time they listen for someone else.
They're not saying speak pastor.
But
they say tell them
pastor. Herod continued in rebellion.
Even
though he was told that there was a king.
Because
the message they hear does not benefit them.
Because
they are not united by faith with those who believe.
They
don't listen. They live like angels before us.
By
behind closed doors. They rain hell on their spouses. They rain hell on their own children. Consequently, they die as pretenders. Because they are hypocrites. They despise wisdom and instruction. They pretend to be something that they are not.
Listen,
verse 8. Go and search diligently for the child. When you find him, bring him word that I too may come and worship. Friends, a pretended interest is a very dangerous interest to practice. But friends, there is good news for Herods like me. There is also an encouragement for wise men and wise women perhaps like you. Deadly. A divine interest on Christ. Verse number 2. For we saw his star when it arose. Friends, God's purpose is to reveal his son. The star was never going to appear if God's purpose was not to reveal his son. God's divine purpose is that his son may be revealed in this world. So that me and you may be saved. So that me and you may be adopted to the children of God, be one of those of heaven. So that me and you, though we walk the dusty streets of Mbalente, but our home is in heaven, we're just passing by. The Bible says in Galatians 4, verse 4 to 5. When the fullness of time had come. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Friends. Not only does God want to reveal his son, God wants his son to be worshipped. He wants the world to worship his son. His heart and his desire is to see the whole world worship him. That's why the wise men, they went forth telling everyone, there is a king that is born. Why are you sitting? There is a king that is born. Go tell forth. In verse number 10, the star appeared again. What we see there is God's purpose, that God purposes to redeem a people in this world. I said to reveal God. Jesus, Bazalana, is revealed to anyone. But it doesn't stop by revealing, because everybody knows there's Jesus. He wants to redeem a people. What does redeeming mean? To buy back a people from the garbage of sin and put them on his marvelous light. Matthew 3. Verse 17.
Matthew chapter 3, verse number 17.
The last verse. And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved son with whom I am pleased. He is pleased to reveal his son. He is pleased to redeem the world through his son. Verse number 11. We see three things in verse number 11 that God desires for his son. First, the wise men came to the house. Friends, you must come to the house where the sun is. You cannot stop ematendeni, ubizo gida ematendeni.
You can't stop. Christians from the Crusades.
They never made it to church.
Only on
the wise men came to the house where the king was.
Exactly.
Come to the house where the king is.
Even the king of the Osco.
Obviously, too. They saw the
child.
It will not help you to come every day in that house where there's a king if you don't see the child anyway. You need to see the child. The child worthy of worship. The creator of the universe. Who holds the keys of hell and Hades on his hands. The giver of life. The giver of all blessings according to his riches and glory. You must see Jesus.
Man born
through faith and repentance. Thirdly, they brought gifts to him. Friends, the Lord has created you to worship the Son with what you have as well. They brought gifts. Let's see what verse number 12. We see that God loved his son. He will not allow his son to go through the sword of Herod. He sent him away. Then now he sends this wise man away. In verse number 12, he sends them away. He didn't want anything to happen to his own. Until on that cross, until on that hour of his suffering, whereby he suffered for me and for you, where he was bruised and beaten for our sins, where the chastisement of our peace was upon him, where he carried that heavy Roman wooden cross up the road to Calvary and put it upon his shoulders, crucifying for the sins that he did not, that he will never, that he could not do. Giving his life a ransom for many. So that whoever believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Friends, God wants his son to be worshipped. God wants his son to be believed upon. God wants his son to be found. Verse number 11. And going into the house, they saw the child and Mary his mother, and they fell down, they worship, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You can see here, my friends, that you must bring offerings to the Son as a token of worship. Not trying to manipulate him because he will fail. His divine purpose is that those who believe may have a living relationship with him. That those who believe may be reconciled through the death and the blood of his son, reconciled to God, whereby the son will take a sinful man and take a holy God, bring them together in his body, that they may become one. Because there was enmity between the two. Now he comes in between and hang on that cross, that they may be one. God's purpose is that you find his son and delight in him. And once you find his son, listen to this one. Once you find his son, he will protect you from the hands of the devil. Verse 12. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their country by another way. God protecting those who have found his son.
Unkulunkulu uyabavikela ngoba ayitholile indodana yakhe.
Ngicela uphinde.
Unkulunkulu uyabavikela labo abayitholile.
He protect his own.
Uyabavikela.
So seek the Lord while he may still be found.
Mfuneni eseduze.
Call upon him while he's still near.
Nimsondeze eseduze.
Because your religious involvement, my friend, will not buy you any seat in heaven.
Wena inkolo nje yakho ngeke yakwakhela.
Being active in ministry doesn't prove you are saved.
Usebenze bandlela kuSikhulu sibizile.
Being born and raised in a Sunday school doesn't prove you are saved.
Ukukhuliswa eSunday school akusukuthi usibizile.
A child of a pastor means nothing.
Ukuba umntana kamfundisi akusho lutho.
Because of Bembe, you need to repent from your sin and turn away from your wickedness.
Ukuthi umntana kaBhembe kumele uphenduke ezonizakho
usukuzwana nofasi
noma ngabe
must put upon himself upon his
shoulders
look away from the sin and look to the cross
the sono apheke
looking at Jesus on the other hand and looking at sin on the other hand and Jesus is more attractive than the sin
abheke uJesu kulesandla abheke nesono kulesandla kodwa ngibona uJesu uhuye odinga ukuthi ngikhale ku
unless you will not enter the kingdom.
Now, Father,
what do you
need to
do?
Let me close like this.
Okay, Father,
a question. Do you have a genuine interest in Christ? What kind of interest do you have? Or you aim to come here to have fun? Going out and say, bekumnandi esontweni.
Yeah, go out and say it was nice in church.
Are you sure that you love the Son?
Or you
just come here to enjoy the fact that people are admiring you.
Oh,
you sing so beautiful. You offer so much.
Are you sure you love
the Son?
Or you just came
here because you're seeking for a wife?
You're
seeking for a husband?
Or you're seeking for a husband?
You just came here to dance around so that you hide your sin in this dancing?
Oh, the looks of Peter, Jamatana Kuno Raba Gita, who was a species on the Zakona Kite Kwa.
Be warned.
Why?
God cannot be fooled. You can fool that man over there. God cannot be fooled.
Before the time comes.
But to those who are saved, to those who are the children of God, shine forth your genuine interest on the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Show an amazing interest on the Lord Jesus Christ. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be courageous even in this world of Herods and sin. Be faithful. Always seeking and asking questions about him. Follow him wherever he leads. And one day you will come to the true house.
What?
Where the Lord is. Where there are many rooms. And there you will bring no gifts. But gifts will be given unto you. You will be crowned with the crown of life that is prepared and preserved for those who love the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me encourage you.
Again, the quotas.
Continue with the faith.
Kuleke
have a genuine interest on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will not only be protected from Herod, but you will be preserved from the wrath to come. At the end of the day, what interest do you have?
That's
right. In the name of your Son, for bringing glory to your Son, teaching and reminding us of a genuine interest, that we may look away from a pretended interest, because there's a divine interest that you want us to follow and worship your Son. Have mercy on us, heralds of His word. Make us the wise men of His word. Through the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, may the church of God say, Amen.
Amen.